Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Pangarap mo bang magkakotse? If you're like me, you probably grew up thinking it was a measure of success. Feeling natin, kung may kotse ka na, adult ka na. Pero, totoo ba yun? I'm Siege Tantenko and nakasurvive naman ako ng 31 years sa commute, carpool, or ride-hailing services. Pero, how do you know whether you should actually purchase your own car? What should you consider? And what are the hidden costs? Let's find out! 5 minutes lang!
Hi guys! It's Attorney Carlo Changonco. I've been writing and working in the car industry for about 15 years na. And I'm your car guy friend. Well, it's important to really think about buying a car. No? It's technically the second most expensive purchase you'll probably make in your life after a house. The factors you have to consider when you're buying your first car, in my case, was really, will it add something to my life?
When did you buy your first car?
Our work was in BGC, so those who have commuted to BGC know that it's not the most convenient place to commute to, right? So getting a car at the time just seemed like a worthwhile decision because it allowed me to just drive around to work. And from there, with all the meetings that we have, you can drive around to your meeting. If you don't have a car, you're beholden to the bus companies and the jeepneys and the tricycles and the MRT, LRT. I can only count on one hand, like all the public transport you can have with your pet. So if you wanted to bring your pet to the vet or you wanted to bring your pet out, if there's a pet emergency. These are kinds of things that you appreciate your car a little bit more once you're actually in that situation. It's a big purchase. And unlike a house or a condo that appreciates, this one will always depreciate 100%. So it's never going to be an investment. It will always be a luxury. So you really have to think about how much are you willing to spend, because you're not just talking about the car. You have to also think about all the other costs that come along with a car. Parking, gas, maintenance. Do you want insurance for the car? The insurance, yes, it's expensive on a year-to-year basis, but it covers all the accidents and things that might go wrong. I can't really give you an amount on what exactly is comfortable in terms of finances to own a car, but you just have to realize that there are costs that you have to consider when you buy a car that's outside of the SRP.
My first big purchase, it wasn't a car. I bought a condo first. Parang the buffer that I gave myself was kailangan yung checking account ko contains at any given time payment good enough for the next 3 months of the amortization. Do you have a recommendation when it comes to cars?
Maybe you can save up a year's worth of monthly payments, which would also include all the payments for the servicing, periodic maintenance. If you're looking to shop for a car, wait for year end, maybe the last quarter of a year. I think with cars, because it's popular now, no, all these promos. You say low down, there's some promos gonna zero down, eh? And some promos that are zero interest.
And there has to be that long-term thinking also. But I'm curious, is there ever such a thing as thinking too long-term? Well, this is my first car. As long as it gets me from point A to point B, okay na yan. Gusto ko ng Wigo. Ganon. Or should you already be thinking, maybe 8 years from now, mag-asawa ako. Tapos, paano kung magka-baby kami?
Well, I think the wise financial decisions, always to think long-term. There are surprisingly a large amount of cars that are relatively affordable but can do the family lifestyle. Yes, we all know it's quite small, but if it's just you and, let's say, your husband and one child, you guys could fit in the Wigo.
Mag-research na ako. Ano yung tama para sa akin? Where is the best place to find resources that can help me make that decision?
You know, these car companies, a lot of them pay a lot of money to publicize things about their cars. So you have to really sift through what's really an advertisement and what's an actual review. For Gen Z, it's easy enough to Google and it's easy enough to check. But for me, if you have a relative or a friend who's your car guy friend, they're really good resources because they've experienced it already.
Would you recommend for a first-time car owner, secondhand is the way to go or brand new?
On the secondhand car market, 5 years old, you're buying something maybe 60% of the value of the car. But like most things, secondhand also comes with issues. You're out of warranty. Sometimes it's a fixer-upper. Now, in terms of brand new car, like I'm 20, I'm going to buy my first car, I don't know much about cars, I would recommend brand new na lang. Because brand new means you have a warranty you can rely on. You can rely on the Lemon Law in the Philippines. So that means if the manufacturer cannot fix your problem after 4 complaints of the same issue within 12-month period, they just pay you back or replace the car, no? So there's a lot of factors that goes into it. But I think the most important one is, this money I'm setting aside for a car, will that bring joy to my life? Will it enhance my life in some way? And can I afford it? And if the answer to that is no, maybe it's not time yet to buy a car.
Thanks for listening. If you know a friend who's thinking about buying a car, share this episode with them. Tag us too at @Puma_podcast on Instagram and at @PumaPodcastPH on Twitter. I'm also on social media at Siege the Day. This episode was produced by Macy Hoven, who also co-wrote it with me, Siege Tantenko, and Trisha Aquino, with creative consultation from Carl Javier, and edited by Joe Salcedo. Abangan ang susunod naming episode tungkol sa freelancing. 5 minutes lang. Next week yan!
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.